This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
For all hard rock, heavy metal bands needing worldwide exposure at affordable prices, Online Metal Promo, PR, is taking bands from the underground to above ground. Visit their official website at onlinemetalpromo.net. Onlinemetalpromo.net.
Review. Today we have Mayhem and Adrian from the band Burning Legion. What's up, guys?
Yo, what's up, man?
Good to be here, brother.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me on your show. I was just on your show.
You were just on my show. thank you for having us on your show.
Yes, that's there what I meant go. To say. yeah, actually, I did your show a few weeks ago with my band Severed Angel. Now we're talking about your band Burning Legion. Now this is a new band, right? Because you had your own thing going on. Now you're doing this. So how did this get started?
Well, I mean, I met Adrian through social media, you know, and that was the thing about where we met, right? You know, and we're like, hey, like, you play guitar. I kind of need somebody on my solo stuff, you know, and we just connected right there. That's the thing. It's just like he came in with such ferocity. He came up with so much tenacity and, you know, I just love his style of playing. And not only just that, like kind of like what we talked about in your interview. Right. When it's just like the chemistry, right? You know, and Adrian came in and just was like, just kind of, I've never seen a guitar player, and he's probably going to start blushing, but I've never seen a guitar player, you know, just kind of like be professional and like knew the track and did it in like two takes. Wow. And it was like, what else do you need from me? I'm like, oh, well, damn. I mean, I think we got something. I mean, right. I mean, it's up, you know, what do you got to say, Adrian?
I mean, yeah, man, we just hit it off after social media. I think you messaged me first, right? Something like mm-hmm. that. Yeah. You're like, hey, man, you want to be on my song? I'm like, I mean, I don't know you, but yeah, hell yeah, you know? I mean, it's been a while since I did like any band effort thing or even collaborated with anyone. So, I mean, I was just like waiting for someone to like, I was like a free agent, man. You know, I just wanted to play. So I had a lot of fun.
So how did he end up finding you?
I saw his, his Instagram. Mm. And then I was like, oh, maybe let me follow this guy. Cause you know he liked Deans, you know he liked Dimebag, so I was like, oh, this guy's pretty cool, right? And I started following him, and I guess I think he hit me up first, and then like that, we just hit it off real good, you know.
Mm. Oh, that's cool. Now are you guys in the same area? Because this is like an online band, right?
Yeah, for right now. I mean, you know, me and Adrian were probably the closest. He's probably, I don't know, Adrian, like 30 miles away from me.
Oh, right? That's not far.
Yeah, about like an hour away.
Yeah,
not too far.
But your other guitar player is all the way in Connecticut.
He's all the way in Connecticut. Yeah. So shout out to Eric, man. You know, he's all the way over there.
Hey, he's by me. He's on vacation. An hour from me.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hey, shit. Tell him to come over.
I'm gonna start a band with him next.
There we go. Yeah. So, no, he's a real good dude too, man. You know, he's on vacation with his family right now. So, I was like, hey, you know, if you could have the whole band, you know, but he's doing family stuff, so I completely understand.
Yeah, it's that time of the year. So how'd you find him?
Again, social media, man. Yeah. Actually, I followed.
So you didn't know anybody. You just found everybody because it was like he likes Dean guitars and.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's because in California, Southern California, like there's actually like a small network, and Adrian could kind of agree with me on that. It's that like there's a small network of like people, and like, you know, they're already in bands, they're doing different things and stuff, you know. And where I was at musically, I was like, well, I just want to find some good players that I could just have a good time with, right? I didn't have an expectation, no. right? And then even not having an expectation, Adrian came in and just completely blew the door off the handle, you know? So I was like, you know, after the my solo stuff, and I think we talked about this a little bit, where I'm not a Prince, I'm not an Elton John, you know, I'm more of a team player, you know what I mean? Especially as a bass player, there's no way, you know, there's no way I don't have the personality for that, you know? So, you know, me and Adrian were talking like, dude, why don't we just start a band, you know, and let's just go from there.
Yeah. Now, Adrian, you're singing too, right?
No, I'm not singing on it.
Who's singing?
So we have a guy for hire. We have a guy by the name of Harry, and then we have another gentleman. We kind of just hired off of Fiverr.
Oh, really?
Completely, okay. Yeah. Just completely honest with you. You know, I don't sing. Adrian doesn't sing. Eric does sing. He just told me that maybe last week. I'm like, why didn't you tell me anything? Really? You know, so, but I mean, yeah, it's good to know, you know, but, you know, just these hired guns, but, you know, I think that's kind of worked into, like into how we do things as Burning Legion, right? You know, it's going to be different vocalists every track, you know, or every other track, I should say. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, it's still going to be heavy, still going to be raw, but, you know, just giving a, you know, different diversity, different feel every song, you know.
Yeah, that's interesting. Actually, the singer, my band, he just released his new album with his other band. He has a band called Infinite Spectrum. And
that's right. I checked him out, man. They're
yeah. He's insane.
Whoa.
he tries to bring some of that shit into our band. I'm like, no, that stays over there with you. But yeah, his newest album that he just released, because a lot of his band left. They have different singers on each song, and it's pretty cool. I like some, you know, some, a lot of bands do that stuff, like the rock opera type stuff, but. It's pretty cool. It's a cool idea. You know, it's not, not everybody does that. So it's interesting to see when bands do that stuff.
Exactly. But you know, what's cool is that we get to see other members of the band do stuff different creatively. Right. You know what I mean? You know, and I think that's phenomenal about your singer, you know, and with Severed Angel, you know, you guys, as we talked about, it's established, right? It's going where it needs to go, but he does his thing and he could still have the creative juices flowing, which is phenomenal.
Yeah, exactly. Now, you guys are like, I mean, your influences from the bio I was reading are just like, you know, usual heavy metal stuff, you know, but the stuff that you guys are doing, it's more towards like the death metal type stuff. Are you going to like stick with those type of singers, or is it going to be like different, you know, like some like melodic singers too in there, or are you just going to stick to like the growling type vocals?
Well, believe it or not, I'm glad you asked that question, Wayne, because one of the things is that, yeah, we're going to kind of go for more of the guttural stuff, you know, mm-hmm. whatever's going to match the intensity of the song, right? What's going to fit, what's going to be appropriate, right? One of the songs we actually have on the track is a female from who I hired from Fiverr as well, but she's from, oh my god, she's gonna get mad, but I hope, from Argentina or Venezuela, somewhere from there,
close enough.
If I forgot, I'm sorry. But she actually sang in Spanish in my solo stuff, and she came, and I had an idea for Burning Legion, and she comes back and she's on one of the ballads that we do.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. It's gonna be a tearjerker. I showed Adrian too, and it was like, hey, we're gonna show, you know, how diverse we can be, and everything like that.
Yeah. I actually used my other band. I used somebody from Fiverr too. It's pretty cool to see like something like that where you can find musicians, like, because you know, see how easy it is with you guys that you're able to start a band, and you're not all in the same room. You know,
exactly.
And you can just share the files or whatever online. You don't have to, you know, nobody's going to be late to the practice or whatever. You just send the stuff. And it's a really cool idea.
It does help. Well, and that's the beauty of it. And Adrian can tell you, like, you know, how his perspective is with it, you know, because I know he was in bands and stuff like that. I'll let him.
Yeah, I'm trying to get him. You just won't shut up.
Sorry. go, brother, go.
So, what other bands were you in before Adrian?
I mean, there were never really bands that went far, but I mean, I tried to push them as far as I could. I mean, it's like to the point where we make a band name and it just one or two shows and it just kind of stops.
Oh, so it's typical,
mainly just because of the people, you know. What's up?
So it's the typical, you know, you're in a band and then nobody, you know, follows through with it type thing.
Yeah, I mean, you just want to look around, keep looking around, or just never stop playing music. And fortunately for me, you know, I was really grateful to find Matt and, you know, hit it off and start something cool like Burning Legion.
Yeah. Who's your influences?
Well, man, I mean, Pantera got me started. Right now, it's just like, you know, just the heavy stuff, Black Dahlia, Revocation. What is it? Vader.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you like the heavy stuff.
Yeah, you know, and that's funny because I gave Adrian the nickname Riff Beast, you know, because I was so impressed with the riffage that he does, you know. And
yeah.
But the thing I really like about Adrian is not only Adrian but Eric as well, that we can go soft, right? Yeah. We can go, you know, melodic, right? You know, and that's what's good about Burning Legion.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's cool. You get to do like a little bit of everything. It's funny. I just did another podcast, my live show, and we had a 13-year-old girl on. We had her mother on. It was all, you know, she consented to letting her on the show. But she's
all legal. It was all legal.
It's all legal. It's all legal.
It's all fine. It's okay. Yeah. Cool.
But she's a musician, and she just did a Battle of the Bands thing, and she ended up actually winning it. Yeah, so she did really, really good. She's a really good singer, but she also plays drums. She plays piano. She's like a multi-instrumentalist or whatever. But she's in Florida. And so we're talking about like music and stuff like that and the shows that she goes to. And actually where the Battle of the Bands thing was done, it's where all like the death metal bands go to play in Florida. And she goes to death metal. Like death metal is like her favorite thing. And I'm just shocked because like a 13, 14-year-old girl listening to death metal, I don't see that, you know, but it's cool, you know. It's like, and when she told me that, I'm like, oh my god, really? And then her mother was on, she's like, you know, it's from me, you know. So it's pretty cool so it's pretty cool to see, like, you know, the younger generation is like, you know, hopefully going to carry the metal torch on, you know.
Oh, definitely.
So it's a very cool thing. I don't know, are your kids into music at all? Are they getting into playing instruments or anything?
Both of mine, I got a 16-year-old and a 10-year-old. My 16-year-old, not really. I mean, she loves music, but she's really into everything, but she really likes the indie stuff, the softer stuff, you know.
Okay.
You know, my 10-year-old, she's still too kind of young, you know. She listens to everything. She likes more like Mexican music, you know, you know, Hispanic pop and stuff like that, which is cool, you know. But I mean, that's the thing, is that they hear my music and they're like, whoa, you know.
Oh my god, who's my father?
yeah. They're like, oh man, my only likes that screaming stuff, but it's okay, you know. I mean, they'll get around to it. If not, then they don't, you know. That's the thing about them, you know. Yeah.
16 years old though, I don't know, I think by then they should be like knowing what they like.
Yeah, no, she really likes the band Interpol. Okay. And yeah, she really likes them. I love them too. I was in love with them for like, you know, for a while too. So
yeah.
She likes that stuff.
Yeah. What about you, Adrian? You have kids?
No, man, I don't have kids right now.
Not lucky you.
That he knows them.
That you know them. Oh, too funny. Do you ever think like the band's gonna get together maybe to like do any shows or anything like that, or? Is it just going to just mainly be like an online thing?
Well, and that's one of the things that me and Adrian were talking about. We're like, you know, once we have everything kind of pretty much solidified for the album, right? And maybe doing some shows here. Maybe again, it would be like a hired gun situation, you know? I know, because I mean, the logistical things for Eric would still be a member of the band, right? Regardless, you know, but just playing and getting the names out there and stuff like that, you know? I know Adrian wants to, I know he's been chomping at the bit to get to play live, right? Right, brother?
Have you ever played live? Have you ever done any live shows at all, Adrian?
Yeah. I've done
those
before.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, with my old band, we played around. I think the biggest place we played was probably the Whiskey. You know,
oh, really?
we got really lucky with that. We played with a band called Holy Grail. They okay. I don't know if they're still together anymore. I don't know.
I know the name, but yeah, I don't know.
They're still together?
Yeah, I think so. I think I saw them like on a flyer or something.
Yeah. Ah, okay, yeah. But they're you know, they played it, and then we did that, but the band broke up, and then, you know, that's another episode, dude. That's a 30 what is it, one of those like ESPN's behind the music, or the the music shit. I don't have time for that shit.
Now what about Eric? I mean, since he lives in Connecticut, is he not like willing to travel to you guys, or?
No, I think more again, it's like a logistical thing. He's got family and stuff like that. You know, maybe down the road if that's the hopes, and you know, if Burning Legion does pick up steam and people do gravitate to it, look to it, and then you know, maybe there's some funding. I don't know. You know, it's got to make sense for him because he's got a family. It's got to make sense for me. Yeah. You know, I know Adrian is just he's been a trooper and just being able to, you know, just come in here and do what he does best.
Yeah. Yeah, that's we're in like the same situation too. I mean, we're all kind of close, way closer than you guys are. But it, like you said, like the situation's got to be like, you know, a good thing to play. You know, it's got to be worth it for you to want to do it. You know,
absolutely.
Especially today, like, with the way the gas prices are insane, and then it's just even trying to find shows and. How's the crowds like? Which have you been to shows lately by you? I don't really go to too many shows here at all.
I'll let Adrian talk about that because I still got to think about when was the last freaking show I went to.
Oh man, I haven't gone to a show in a while.
Really?
Yeah.
We have. I mean, what was the last show? I think the last show.
Hey Matt, did you see Riley play?
Yeah, right? I saw my buddies. They're called Titans Wrath. They're actually with Ben too, our promoter.
Okay. You know? Yeah. Yep. I know.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, and they. That was the last time I seen them. They again, they're amazing guys, man.
Yeah.
Great cats. You know, so the scene is picking up, but I'm waiting to see, right? These guys haven't really peaked yet. You know, they just released an album, but I'm waiting for more stuff to come out, you know. And that's kind of the guys that I talk to in my podcast, like, dude, release the shit already. Like like hurry up. Like, we want the music, you know. So
yeah.
I don't remember either. Damn, me and Adrian, we gotta start going to shows, brother.
I'm just as bad, you know. I don't know what. Maybe it's because of my age. I'm just I'm not into the shows, like live shows anymore, you know. And
yeah,
and the crowds. I hate people. That's why I do a podcast online.
That's funny.
No, but I love people. I love talking about bands and stuff like that, and like you guys and stuff. But yeah, shows just aren't for me anymore. I don't know what it is. I don't know. But so you're working on a debut album. How far are you into it?
Man. What was the number, Adrian? What did I give you? Like 60%?
I don't remember that.
65. Like 65-ish in that realm, you know.
Yeah.
We're almost done with it. We're almost done with it. We got some songs already mastered and stuff, you know. So we're going to talk about maybe probably doing another single, you know, maybe releasing that band, you know, who knows right now, you know, so got to talk to Eric about it, but we're looking like early fall, late summer, you know, and going from there. But I think, and I really want to use this time to appreciate everybody who checked out our single.
Yeah, I was going to want to talk about that. I Am Domination.
Oh, go, right? go for it. Yeah.
So tell me about it. It's called I Am Domination.
Yeah. It's, I Am Domination. And thank you for Wayne, that's why we fuck with you, dude, because you say it right. Everybody's like, oh, Domination. Like, no.
I'm really right. That's the damn bio.
Thank you, Wayne. That's why we fuck with you, dude. That's why you're the best. But because people are like, oh, I love this song. I'm like, dude, it's not Pantera, dude. It's not, we're not Pantera. You love Pantera, but it's not Pantera. But, you know, I thought it was a great track to kind of release for everybody to get a good taste of what we do, you know, right. Kind of come in hard, hit the ground running, you know. And I think Adrian kind of, I did some of the bass part and most of the head. I'm gonna tell you, like I said it before and I said in other interviews, Adrian produces 75% of the heavy. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Very cool. And now who's doing the drums? Is that like a program thing or you got somebody on Fiverr?
Yeah. No, we got the program stuff, you know, so we're thinking for this album that we'll do kind of the program stuff just for right now, just to, you know, create, right, just to get some stuff out there. And then for the second album, we're already kind of looking at, you know, maybe some drummers that we could hire, you know, and making it more epic and more heavy sounding, you know. Yeah. Sound having to sound more like Severed Angel, where it's like it's gonna hit you in the face.
No, but the drums that are on there are cool, because sometimes I hear bands and they use the program stuff and it just, you can tell that they're not real. you know?
Yeah, yeah. Did it sound real or did it
sound? No, they did. They sound good. They don't sound like
we did it, Adrian.
Yeah. Yeah, you did. Because usually that bothers me when I can tell like immediately that they're programmed. Because even the ones on Alex's Infinite Spectrum album, those are programmed as well. Mm-hmm. But he mixes all that stuff, so he knows what to make it sound like, to make it sound like a real person's playing. But yeah, you guys did, you know, a very good job, and it sounds fine.
Appreciate it, brother. Thank you. Yeah.
So who are you working with to mix and master all these songs? Because they sound good.
It's all you. It's all me.
Really? All right. Yeah. So I guess you know what you're doing.
I'm done talking. I want to hear Adrian's perspective on what I do, and we'll go from there.
All right, go ahead. I
kind of ruin everything, man. This guy does everything. Except
yeah. Yeah.
He calls me the riff piece. I call him the mastermind.
Oh, thanks.
He does a really good job, man. He has a really creative outlook on this, and like he has a vision, and he'll push it forward, and he'll make it look really good, man.
Yeah. Are you doing the artwork too, or are you getting that from?
I'm getting it from the AI stuff, you know. But there's an artist who combines his music, his art with AI art, and he puts it together, you know.
Yeah.
But one of the things is that me and Adrian, the way you're gonna laugh, dude, but I don't care. I was hoping Adrian was gonna say it, but like Matt's in this corner, in like his room, and just. this is our studio, you know. I'll post another video like how I do the recording and stuff, but me and Adrian, we're kind of like pushed in, like my wife has pushed me into this corner, and then I'm just recording it, and Adrian comes in, slams it, you know.
Yeah.
and we have a good time.
That's how you record too, Adrian, in the corner?
Yeah, well, I mean, with him, I go over to his house.
Oh, you go over his house? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You don't have your own recording stuff. You gotta get an interface and all that crap.
No, unfortunately, I don't.
Yeah, in due time.
Yeah. You know. It's actually very confusing. Like, because I started using one, and I had no idea. I had to get a new computer. I had to learn all that shit. It's very, very confusing if you have no knowledge of that stuff. But once you get to know what to do and stuff like that, it's very fun.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Definitely.
But yeah, I know exactly what you're going through, because this is my garage, so I record all my shit in the garage. And
nice.
Yeah, and my other guitarist, he recorded our other album, and he had an apartment, and he just had a baby, so half of the house was taken up with all the baby shit. So like you guys were sitting in the corner, he's like in the corner, he's got no room, you know, to finish the album. And he was bitching like, I don't know how I can finish this.
To be honest with you, me and Adrian have a good time, you know, like just in the room and stuff like that, you know, because like I have my bases and everything, you know.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I'm just happy. I'm just like, I've kind of told Adrian, like, man, I'm just happy to write music, brother. You know, I'm just happy to just be in the conversation, right? And just make some heavy shit, and we make heavy shit together.
Yeah, well, that's what music's all about, you know. You know, it's nice to think about the money you can possibly get, you know, if you ever get to that point. But most bands, especially nowadays, aren't going to make money.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you can live with that fact and you're just happy creating music, then that's all that matters.
Exactly.
Yeah. Is that how you feel as well, Adrian?
Yeah, man. Just have a good time. You know, Matt's really cool. So we hit it off real good. I mean, it's always a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, anything else you wanted to talk about with the new album or what's coming up with the band or anything else?
Yeah, I mean, we're probably going to release some merch soon, so we're trying to get the store up and running, dude. Just kind of going from there. You know, the track is on all streaming platforms, so everybody kind of keep a lookout for that. You know, Adrian, am I missing anything? Anything you want to plug, dude?
No, man. I mean, I think you got it.
Yeah,
who came up with the logo? Because it's a really cool looking logo.
I just kind of had, I threw it to one of the artists that I was working out previously. And because he made this logo for me, and then I was like, hey, do you got anything for Burning Legion? Because I'm just transitioning everything, the Matt Mayhem stuff, over to that. Like, I'm just done with him. You know, it was a one and done. It was fun. And then he's like, oh, this is what I got. I was like, okay, well, we'll use it. Yeah. I remember Adrian, when I sent it to you, you're like, oh, dude, this is it. This is the shit. Like,
yeah, don't show me anymore. That was good.
Yeah.
No, definitely looks good. It works well with the band because it's like on fire or whatever, and it's really cool looking. And I like the one behind you with the purple and the outline. That's really cool.
I appreciate it, because that's another thing we were talking about. Like, I think people really like the artwork, man, because people are putting it everywhere. They're like, oh, here's the new single from Burning Legion. And they keep showing this guy. Like, this fucking as you could tell, bass player, not coordinated.
That's Simon Belmont from Castlevania.
There we go. Yeah. No, I'm not sure who it is. We just had this character, right, Adrian? We were talking about, like, oh, this would be kind of like cool, like, to have this character. You know, just like as Burning Legion, like as Death, right? Kind of like Children of Bodom, but, you know, more Lord of the Rings style, you know, just kind of the theme of the band, you know, and that kind of fits all genres of metal, that fits all as what we're doing. Yeah.
It's your mascot.
Exactly. There we go. Kind of like with Severed Angel, you guys have that guy, and we're like, oh shit.
That's not our mascot. We're actually gonna change every album. We're gonna change something. So.
Oh, okay. Oh, I like the guy. That was cool. I like the guy.
I know, but it looks like Manowar.
That's 20 years ago. Dude, who cares? Come on. It's good. Yeah.
We got that, but the next one's gonna be different. But I like the idea. It's very cool, and I like the colors and everything on that that artwork you got behind you. It's cool.
Just got to do something different, man. Something different.
Yeah, it's that logo does stick out too. It's very it's eye catching. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Well, where can people go to find Burning Legion? Is there anywhere?
You can find Burning Legion on Instagram. Mm-hmm. We're really active on Instagram. We're on TikTok, believe it or not. You know, trying to keep up with the kids, with the young cats and stuff. Mm-hmm. We're on YouTube. Me and Adrian actually just did we uploaded what is it, Adrian? God, I'm drawing a blank. What's up? No, what did we upload on the YouTube?
It was Unbroken playthrough.
Yes, there we go. Yeah, so me and Adrian, we've got with some buddies of ours who does some filming. They're starting up their company, and they did us a favor, and it's got Adrian and myself doing a playthrough video. So that's on our YouTube. Again, like I said, we're gonna have merch available coming very, very soon. So Wayne, send me your info, brother. I want to send you a shirt. All right, cool. That's where you could find this. Yeah.
So everything is Burning Legion. It's not like Burn Legion Metal or nothing. Just Burning Legion.
Oh, actually, I appreciate you saying that. Yeah, Burning Legion Metal. Because then if not, it's going to take you to the World of Warcraft stuff. So
yeah,
no.
You don't want to go there. You got to make that specific.
Got to make it specific. Yeah.
Well, I thank you guys very much for coming on my show, Rat Sal Review.
There we go.
Awesome. A lot of fun talking to you guys. And the new single, I Am Domination, is very good. Everybody needs to go check that out.
I want to hear what, you know what? Sorry. What did you think of it, brother? What did you think of it?
Well, we talked before.
Yeah.
It's not my type, my typical style of metal. I do like death metal. I do like some black metal type stuff. But like I said, it is produced very well. It's very clear. I can hear all the instruments. The singing's good. Your bass playing is good. Your guitar playing is good. Oh, everything's good. It's more out of my style, out of my genres. But it is a good song, and it's very it's listenable.
There we go.
People can listen to it. They're not gonna say this is garbage, or they're not gonna say, like, you know, they don't know what they're doing. People that like that genre, like your genre of music, they're gonna love it.
I appreciate that, man. Yeah. No, and I know you weren't gonna pull any punches, Wayne. That's why I like. I gotta hear it.
If I didn't like it, I would just tell you.
That's true. No, that's why I would have been like,
it's my show. What are you gonna do? You're all the way over there.
Exactly. No, I know. I'd be like, hey, Adrian, we gotta go back to the drawing board, brother.
No, but you guys got, if that's, this is the style of music that you guys like and love to play, so you gotta do what you love doing. You can't just, you know,
absolutely
do what other people want you to want to hear from you. You gotta do what you
absolutely
love doing.
Absolutely.
I've always heard my whole entire life, why don't you play country music? Why don't you play that? No, I don't like that kind of music. Why would I play that?
Well, it's funny because that's how Adrian kind of got me hooked in. He was like, hey, dude, look, I got this Johnny Cash riff. And I'm like, nah, man. No, just kidding.
Hey, you never know. You can make a whole new genre up. Like, we need one.
That's right. Yeah, I know, right? We talked about this, about the subgenre.
Yeah,
right?
We did. Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny.
It could be a new one, a country death metal or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it's gonna happen.
Never say never.
That's true.
But what you can say is, well, no, you can't say that. I'm gonna say it. Hit subscribe to Rat Salad Review. We're at 984 subscribers now, so get us to 1,000, and you're gonna win some really cool stuff. We're gonna throw in a Severed Angel CD, Project Resurrect CD, and a tribute CD to Def Leppard that Severed Angel was on. So that'll be really cool.
Oh, nice.
Hell, yeah. 1,000 subscriber and you will win all that stuff. And please go to Burning Legion Metal on is it metal on TikTok as well? It's Burning Legion Metal everywhere.
Yes.
Okay. So Burning Legion Metal, just look that up and you will find them. Hit subscribe, hit like, hit whatever. Go check out I Am Domination, the new single, and we will see you guys next time. Bye bye.